Hit it. Welcome to the Barrel Rollers Podcast, episode 12 for the week of June 14th, E3 Hangover. I'm Cody.
And I'm Nick.
And as our title suggests, we're going to talk about more E3 stuff and basically everything we've missed since E3. So first off, we're going to talk about motion controls and which one, kind of pros and cons of each one. Talk about describing them each one, stuff like that.
This was definitely the year of motion control.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I mean, we had really gotten the thing started a couple years back, but now the other companies are like, shit, and they're finally entering the race. So we have motion control from all three major video game companies, and we're going to talk about which one looks like the best and could possibly be the most successful.
Okay, so let's get the obvious one out of the way. Let's just – the Wii. I mean, they've had motion control since the beginning. It's been very spotty. It hasn't felt – I mean, yeah, it's realistic, but I mean it doesn't – it definitely needed an upgrade, and it's probably – what?
Here's the way I see it. Nintendo really fooled us. I'm not going to lie. They had us all fooled. When they first showed us at E3, I thought everything was going to be like one-to-one motion with what was on the TV. And then we got Wii Sports, and that felt like it was close to one-to-one motion, especially in games like bowling and boxing. It just felt like it was like nice and spot on. Like they kind of fooled us. It was just a really well-designed game. And then now we get all these other games that it's just like, oh, shake the controller any way you want. It all does the same thing. It was kind of disappointing, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, it was disappointing. And, you know, no matter how disappointing it was and how many people say, oh, why hasn't they had this technology since the beginning? It's one of those things where you need, like, a step. You need to just put something out there that does something to get other people thinking about how to make it better.
And yeah.
You know, I think Nintendo's done that. They released the Wii Motion Controller. Granted, it did what we all thought it would do. It had motion controls. I think it's the first time that anyone's seen motion controls on such a wide scale. But then people wanted something that was like more one-to-one and more realistic. And I think that's exactly what all three companies have delivered at E3.
Yeah, no, I'll definitely agree. I definitely know what you're saying about the motion controls. Just you got to put it out there. But now that this thing is 3 years old now, when you pick up your Wii Remote, it's no longer impressive. Like you're no longer wowed by, oh, I can waggle my Wii Remote a little bit and the guy on the screen will swing his sword. Like it's not overly impressive. So you need to come back and do something to get us back into it.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. And I think the Wii Motion Plus, I think it's going to do a job. I'm not going to say if it's good or bad. We honestly don't know. But I think that for the Wii Motion Plus to catch on, it has to be included in every Wii Remote from here on out, because I think $20 is just way too much.
The Wii Motion Plus, I think, is definitely the most conservative of the three new types of motion control brought out by the three companies. It's kind of saying, okay, look, we got this controller. It detects movement in only one linear motion. Let's make it more one-to-one. Let's make it so that the controller can detect tilts and rotations and pretty much everything that you could ever want it to detect to see if we can get games that are really one-to-one. And I think it's a great idea. It's just saying, look, we have the technology. Let's improve on it now. And looks like it's playing it safe, but it also seems like it's the one that seems to be most reliable in its developing state right now.
Yeah, but I mean, then again, they've been working on this for a year. I mean, we started this last year, so I mean, they probably got everything worked out very nicely. It's probably going to be reliable, but I think the real test is going to be are the other two reliable? And moving on, we can talk about Project Natal, which is Microsoft's solution to motion control, which is basically a camera you put in front of your TV, and it basically picks up how many people are in the room, stuff like that. It can track your body movements. And I thought what was really cool is that it was actually really funny that they showed this off on the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon a couple days ago. And Jimmy Fallon, he kept going. He kept trying to push. It's like he knew something that everyone else didn't. He's like, "It's coming out next year. It's coming out next year." And then they show the demo of it, and he's like, "So this is coming out next year, right?" And the guy's like, "We don't have it released it yet."
Interesting. The thing about the Project Natal is that it's one of those things that looks great on paper and looks great in the demos, but how is it really gonna live up to what they're putting it out as, or is it gonna just be another eye toy? That's my biggest concern. I mean, they're saying that it can, if it can do everything that they claim it can do really well and not just adequately, it's going to be by far the best motion controller on the market right now. But if it doesn't live up to what they're showing, if it's confusing different objects in the room, if a couple people come in and it can't tell whose arm is who, and the facial expression detection is much more basic than we originally think, this idea could really, really flop. So it all relies on how much they're willing to put into this, and if the technology is really there. I think if the technology is there and they put all their effort into it and don't cop out, it could probably be the best motion control of the next gen.
You know, I don't think this is going to flop. I think this is going to work very nicely. And I know a lot of people were speculating, oh, well, can it only do like j big limbs, like your forearms and stuff, or can it actually detect fingers and feet and stuff like that? It was actually pretty interesting because on the Jimmy Fallon show, they showed it was basically it was like one of those three-dimensional breakout games,
Oh,
but
I saw that demo at E3.
yeah, but instead of having like a paddle, you have to use your body to hit the balls back. And like it was hitting people's feet, and like you can actually kick it, and it would actually detect the velocity as you kicked it, and it would change. The second someone jumped in, it changed their hairstyle. It could detect finger movements with precision and ease. It was just amazing at what this thing can do. And I honestly think, and it will be the best. I don't think we should call it a motion controller because it's not a controller. We should just call it a motion device.
Yeah, that sounds fair. All right, and so we have that. So those are the first two, and then we have Sony's, what is it called?
The PSI.
PSI, which is really interesting because it seems to be kind of a combination of the two ideas. It's both a camera and a controller. The camera is used to detect what you're doing with the controller. It's really interesting because Nintendo's product is self-reliant on the controller. The controller does absolutely everything. The Xbox, Project Natal is self-reliant on the camera. The camera does everything. But the PlayStation, you need both, and like it's how the two work together that help the system to determine how you're moving and stuff like that. Cody, what do you think about it?
Okay, well, to elaborate a little more on what you said, basically what the Wii does is it has the infrared sensor bar that you put on top of your TV, which gives off light, and then they have the Wii remotes that have cameras built in and pick up on the light. And what the Xbox does is it has a camera on the TV that picks up what you're doing. What the PS3 does is it has a camera that picks up where the light is coming from the controllers. So it's a very interesting point of view, and I honestly think that this is going to be I want to say it's going to be the most precise and the most accurate and the best of the controllers. And the reason why I say that is because I'm pretty sure it's the same technology they use for motion mocap for motion capture of movies and other video games, which has been pretty spot on for the last 5 years, I'm not going to lie. Although I think it's going to be the best and most accurate, I don't think it's going to catch on just because of the price of the PS3. I honestly think that the Microsoft one is going to catch on, the Project Natal. And the reason why is because it's one device. You don't have to buy new controllers, new anything. It's going to be one device.
Well, just a quick clarification. I know you know this, but just the way you said it, the Wii Remote motion sensing has nothing at all to do with the sensor bar on your
Well,
TV.
that's for pointing and
No,
like.
I know. I know you know that. I'm just clearing it up. All of Wii's motion is detected by accelerometers within the controller itself and transferred through Bluetooth to the system itself. Just a little clarification on
Yeah,
that.
yeah.
But like I know what you're saying though. They all involve some type of interaction with some type of device on your
They all
TV.
involve a camera of sorts.
Right. Even though Nintendo's is just a simple, well, see, Nintendo's is reverse of the other two companies, because the other two companies have the camera on your TV.
Right.
And I mean, Microsoft doesn't even have a controller, but in Sony's case, you have the LED in your hand or whatever type of light detection they're using, which I think is LED by that huge dome thing on top of the controller. But Nintendo's is exactly the opposite. The LEDs sit on top of your TV and you're holding the camera in the controller.
Right.
And it's just really interesting that each company is taking a very different approach to what is basically the same thing, just trying to get real motions in video games.
Yeah, I mean, it's very difficult to say which one's going to catch on as of this point, but like I said, I honestly think that the Microsoft one is going to catch on because for the Wii, as of now, for the Wii you have to buy Wii Motion Plus for every one of your controllers, and then for the PS3 it looks like you're going to have to buy it for each like a separate device for each person you want to play. I really think that the Microsoft one is going to be the one that catches on. And what's going to be even more amazing is when you have games that have more than four players. I think Project Natal is going to easily be able to just adapt to how many players and people are in the room.
Yeah, I agree. Like I said, if the te technology works, Project Natal is by far the most impressive of the three. I mean, don't get me wrong, the Wii Motion Plus is very impressive and has very advanced accelerometers and all this other crap in it, and looks really like, I mean, it definitely looks like it can detect one-to-one movement. And the PlayStation thing, yeah, definitely cool technology. The fact that it can do compositing right on your TV like that really surprised me. But I think in the long run, Project Natal is definitely going to be the most adaptable, and I think it's going to last the longest, I think. I don't think it'll require an upgrade quite as soon as the other two controllers, and I think it's much more adaptable to games as we know them today. I don't think like you need to have Xbox Sports or whatever you want in
Yeah.
order to play with Project Natal. I think very common types of games can benefit greatly from Project Natal.
No, I just thought of a different aspect of this is that with Project Natal, you don't have anything in your hands, which means you can't break anything. I mean, with the Wii Remote, you can easily throw it through your TV. You can throw it on the ground, as we found out with Dave. You can easily break something with the Wii and even the PS3. I mean, it has devices in your hand. Whereas Project Natal, there's just a camera. It does the device itself doesn't move. And I think there's one thing that we haven't talked about with the PS3 is that you can actually have two controllers in your hands and it will detect right hand and left hand, which I thought was pretty cool because in the demo the guy had a sword in his right hand and a shield in his left hand and he was able to control both freeform whichever way he wanted to.
But I'm pretty sure, I'm just going to throw it out there. I'm pretty sure that you can do that with either of the two other systems too. I'm sure the Project Natal can detect both right and left hand. And if you really wanted, I mean, Nintendo has Wii Remote Nunchuck, but like, I mean, if you really need that much more motion sensitivity, what's to stop a programmer from just using two Wii remotes?
Yeah, it's very true. It's very true. Okay, next on our list, you put this up here. Doom on the iPhone. You want to talk us through this one?
Yeah, I saw this on IGN earlier. Doom. Doom is one of my favorite games of all time, for those of you who don't know. even to this day, playing Doom is still amazing. It's still such an awesome shooter. And I just found out that they made an all new Doom for iPhone. It's a rail shooter, which is very different from the older games. And you aim by tilting your iPod Touch or iPhone around. And I mean, there wasn't a whole lot about it in the article. I'm just really excited that Doom is coming to the iPhone because Doom is awesome.
All right, now why don't you explain what a rail shooter is? Because I think that's a very esoteric term.
All right, well, a rail shooter is pretty much, it's like a first-person shooter, but you don't have control of your movements. It's like pretty much every arcade shooter ever made. The camera just whips around the environment and the camera moves to simulate like you're moving, but you're not actually moving a joystick or anything. It just moves by itself. All you're responsible for is shooting and reloading and a couple of other really basic actions. Like some of them you can choose your own path and stuff like that. But they call it on rails because it makes you feel like you're on a train, like you can't go off the rails. You have to stay on a set track.
Right. Like, give some great examples of rail shooters, like Time Crisis, House of the Dead, stuff
House
like
of the
that.
Dead.
B basically, an any shooter you've seen in an arcade that only has guns, that's basically it.
There's a lot of them on the Wii now.
Yeah, they do pretty good on the Wii.
They do. Resident Evil: The Umbrella Chronicles stands out as by far my favorite.
And I can't wait until the next one comes out, which is probably going to have better graphics, and it's probably just going to be just so much better.
Speaking of which, let's talk about that a little bit. I read an article about it in Nintendo Power. The producer of the game claims that the game has the best graphics to be seen on Wii yet.
That doesn't surprise me.
He claims that it's the best Wii graphics. He claims that it's miles better than Umbrella Chronicles. He said he liked Umbrella Chronicles, but he was disappointed because he felt that it lacked atmosphere. So in this game, instead of a nice, slow, steady camera, you're going to get a quick, jittery camera that moves all around the environment like you're in a state of panic the whole time, which I think is really cool and it'll definitely suit the game.
You know, I've got to say, I definitely agree. It was definitely too slow to be a Resident Evil game. Resident Evil is supposed to be very horror-esque and very like scary, and it wasn't that scary. It very rarely moved fast. And I got to say, yeah, it definitely lacked atmosphere with the fact that the graphics weren't. They did look good. I will admit that they looked good for the Wii, but they weren't top-notch. And I think this next one. This next one's going to be a lot better, and I think the graphics will be even better. And the reason why I say this is because it's made by Capcom, and they've been in the business for at least 10, 15 years now. They obviously know what they're doing on all consoles altogether. And,
What else I think is cool about this game, though, is that in Umbrella Chronicles, when you were playing alone, you couldn't see your partner. And when you're playing this new one, the Darkside Chronicles, you can actually see your partner on screen, which makes you feel more like you're interacting with somebody else. When you're playing with two players, however, you don't see the other person because the other person is supposed to be represented by the person standing next to you.
Yeah. Does anything about co-op or online co-op?
Co-op obviously is returning from the
Well,
first game,
I meant online co-op mostly.
but I didn't read anything about any online modes, but it would be pretty sweet. So, Capcom, if you're listening to this, please.
Knowing Capcom, they seem to be going all co-op these days. I mean, Resident Evil 5 has online co-op, so it wouldn't surprise me if they do some form of online co-op. Obviously, it's going to have co-op because.
There's no excuse for them not to. Let me just put it that
Yeah.
way. The Wii, I mean, when Umbrella Chronicles came out, online was kind of just starting out on the Wii, but now the Wii has full-fledged online, and there's no reason for them not to have online co-op.
Yeah, I totally agree. But getting back to the Doom thing, I think it's really cool that they went for a rail shooter because on the iPhone, you obviously have no tactile buttons, so it's very hard to control your movements. So I think it was smart of them just to go for an all shooting. I assume you touch where you want to shoot.
I don't know. I really don't know. I know that you move the reticle around the screen with the tilt. I don't know, possibly.
Okay, that could be pretty cool, but I like the design here. They got a couple of images up here, and I think it's got a great HUD because everything's at the top, and it seems like all the action is focused in the middle where all the action should be. It seems like everything is placed in a very strategic and optimal position.
Yeah, and yeah, like I said, Doom is great. I would love to see it on a system like the Wii. I think the Wii is a system that's built for a new Doom game. The controls would be awesome for a Doom game. Please, it's developed by ID Games. I really hope they consider bringing it to the Wii because I think the Wii would be a perfect system for it.
Getting back to iPhone games, I know you don't have the software, but you can pay the $10 to get the software to get games, but I have that, and I gotta say that I think the DS, not soon but in the future, will have competition with the iPhone, and the reason why is because you can get games for under $5. I mean, I got Peggle, a full-fledged Peggle, for $1 yesterday. And it performs just as well as the version on the computer did.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I think you're absolutely right about that. When games come as abundantly as they do on the iPhone, and they're much easier to download and they're much cheaper, I think Nintendo needs to start rethinking their marketing strategy. I know the DSi has an online store. I think they really need to pump that thing up so that it can compete with the iPhone apps.
I think the other thing is it's the ability to develop for them. I don't know how easy it is to develop for the DS or the DSi, I should
I
say.
really don't know.
But
But I mean,
for the
I'm sure it's not as open source as the iPhone is.
well, that's the thing is that for the iPhone, they're using the same language they've been using. So unfortunately, you have to have a Mac to develop for the iPhone. But they're using the same language, the same code base, and even the same compiling tools. Everything you need to make a program that they've been using with Mac software for the past almost 6 years now. So everyone who can make an app for the Mac can make an app for the iPhone, and I think that's big.
Yeah, no, definitely. Nintendo, you guys should definitely keep an eye on the iPhone. It's doing something right.
Yeah, it is doing something right. Next on our list is a new Zelda got announced. Now, Nick, you picked out all these stories today. You want to talk us through this one too?
Yeah, sure. There was it wasn't talked about too much in the press conference or at all. I don't think it was even mentioned.
No.
But there was a side interview done with Shigeru Miyamoto, my video game hero. And he kind of purposely let slip details that a new Zelda was definitely in development for the Wii. He didn't say that much about it. The only thing was a picture of concept art that was shown, and Miyamoto made a conscious effort to point out the fact that Link was not holding a sword in the concept art. And if you want to check out the concept art, just go onto
I'll post a link in the show
yeah, I was
notes.
just gonna say, go to our blogspot and check it out, the link on IGN. What's really interesting, however, is the character standing behind Link in the concept art. And if you take a look at it, you'll know what I mean. At first, it just looks like a very weird fairy in a very weird dress. But look closer at it a little bit, and it resembles the handle of Link's Master Sword. The character looks just like the Master Sword. I don't know what that means. I don't know if we're going to have some type of living Master Sword in the next Zelda game. I don't know what Shigeru Miyamoto has up his sleeve, but all I know is New Zelda on site.
Now, let's put this in perspective. This is not Legend of Zelda Spirit Tracks that got announced for the DS a couple months back. This is a brand new Zelda for the Wii, which is exciting because they haven't had There haven't been a lot of Zelda games put out close together in a while, since 10 years ago with Majora's Mask and Ocarina of Time. So it's exciting to have a new fresh Zelda so quickly. But
And this is the first one developed exclusively for the Wii.
correct, correct.
Last one was developed for the GameCube and ported to the Wii. This is the first one developed specifically for the Wii.
Which I think is a good thing, because I think this could be, in my mind, this possibly could have the best graphics for the Wii. And I mean, I think Nintendo's really trying to go for the hardcore gamers now, especially with their announcement that they're bringing a very mature version of Metroid. I'm gonna take a wild guess and say this is gonna be an extremely mature, possibly very graphic version of Zelda that hardcore gamers have been waiting for.
Oh yeah, that's another thing Shigeru Miyamoto talked about. Link is going to be older in this game than he has in any other Zelda game ever released, including Twilight Princess. So he's going to be even older than in Twilight Princess, which brings about the concept of mature Zelda. I think I'll take it. I mean, obviously the DS versions are slightly more geared towards kids, but on the consoles, I don't think there's really an excuse not to have some mature style Zelda games. So looks pretty awesome. I'm sure it's going to be a long time before it actually comes out, but I really hope it'll be worth the wait.
Why do I think I heard something about next year?
I don't know.
Yeah, it says at the bottom of the article, there's a good chance it'll be released next year, which is going to be really, really cool. But you know, I think Nintendo understands that their last wave of, excluding Super Smash Bros., that their last wave of first party games has been somewhat lacking in the hardcore department. I know Twilight Princess, it was a good game, but it definitely was missing some hardcore fan base, or some sort of aspect that just it doesn't it proves that it shouldn't be on it. It's very it sticks out on the Wii, and I think they're really trying to go for games that stick out as not kiddish games for the Wii.
Yeah, I'm totally fine with more kid-centric games for the Wii. I think that seems to be their target audience, but Nintendo shouldn't forget its hardcore devotees too.
Right.
Moving along.
Yeah, speaking of hardcore games, our next game was we completely missed at E3, but it's called The Grinder, and it's a game that is also made by High Voltage Software, which is the same people coming out with The Conduit. And the video for this looks amazing.
Yeah, I mean you can tell it obviously uses the conduit en I'm sorry, the conduit engine, which really isn't a bad thing. Because the conduit looks like it's gonna be fantastic. By the way, it's releasing June 23rd. But yeah, it looks like a very Left 4 Dead meets House of the Dead type of first person shooter. And I don't know, all I can say is check it out. I mean, it's not like I've played it or that much information was revealed about it. A couple new things about it were revealed, though. They mentioned that they want to incorporate the Wii Motion Plus somehow. One of the possibilities that they talked about was that when you point your Wii remote at the screen to aim the gun, like, you know how on the Wii, when you move the cursor to the sides, it turns your view, and like the more you move it to the side, the more your view changes. Well, one of the possibilities they talked about is that your view would continue to change even if your cursor was off screen, and you were pointing the Wii remote like further to the side of the screen, and it was picked up by the Wii Motion Plus. That is another possible add-on for this game. They talked about more extensive online features than the conduit, including a full cooperative mode of the missions. I don't know, other than that, not too much else was revealed, but it definitely looks like something we should keep our eye on, especially because the conduit is literally right around the corner.
Yeah, it's actually it's a week from this Tuesday. So So in a couple weeks, we're probably you're just going to hear me and Nick talk on and on and on about this game if
Yeah,
it's as good as
definitely.
they say it is, which I think we're all I think it's pretty confirmed that it's as good as everyone says it is.
Well, let me just throw it out there. Nintendo Power reviewed the Conduit in their last issue, and they gave it an 8.0, which is definitely a good rating, but surprisingly low
Yeah, I was
for what I
surprised.
expecting. Mostly they attributed it to they said a lot about how it was extremely similar to games like to many other first-person shooters, and they said it was great, but not exactly like Halo or Half-Life level. I don't know. You be the judge. They said the controls were absolutely fantastic, though.
You know, and I think for a Wii game, I think the controls are really what's going to make it or break it for any Wii game. Because if you have a Wii game with too much motion, it's going to be complete crap because you're not going to want to sit there waving your arms around. And if you have a game with no motion, you're going to wonder why you can't just use like a GameCube controller or have it buy it for another system. So I mean, you know, from what I've heard, the controls are just absolutely fantastic, and I can't wait to play it.
I can't wait to play it either. Cody, we have anything else to talk about today?
You know what? I actually can. I, like a lot of people, completely missed this game at E3 because it wasn't publicized a lot, and I just remembered about it now. But I don't know if you heard about this. It's called Scribblenauts. This is a very interesting game. I heard about this on This Week in Tech last week, or TWiT as they like to call it, and it's a game for the DS coming out by the end of the year, and I'm not sure exactly what kind of game it is. I'm not sure if it's a puzzle or stuff like that. My guess would be it's a puzzle, and the reason why I say that is they're taking a very interesting look at the touch screen, and what you do is to solve the puzzle, you write in a noun in the touch screen, and it will give you that. So like if you write like tree, it'll give you a tree in the game.
Oh yeah, that's the DS game. I did read a little bit about that in the latest Nintendo Power. Very interesting. It sounds really, really interesting. From
Yeah.
what I read, there was almost nothing that they could think of that wasn't in the game.
It was really cool though because apparently they had a bunch of people try to just stump it with nouns, and like the developers were there copying down everything that like it stumped. So by I think this comes out in September. By the time it comes out, it probably could have just about everything possible. I don't know. So apparently it has a it, they basically took I think it's like 15,000 like dictionary words that are nouns and things that you can use and just put it in. So there's a lot of stuff. But one thing that there's a couple things that like you probably wouldn't think of off the top of your head, but once you hear them, it's actually really cool. So if you put in Scribblenauts into the game, your character will change costumes. I heard a story that one guy was having trouble with solving a puzzle, and he wanted to go to a time when the puzzle didn't exist, so he typed in time machine. A time machine appeared, he got in it, got dinosaurs, brought the dinosaurs back, and was able to solve the puzzle. Like,
That is really interesting. I mean, I haven't really dusted off my DS in a while, but it might be something I should keep looking into.
yeah, I definitely think it's something interesting, and it definitely puts a new spin on user created content. I think it's going to be even funnier, or even I wouldn't say funnier, but or more funny if you want to be grammatically correct. I think it's going to be interesting, for what people find don't work and don't seem to be nouns, because you know it's probably going to be very difficult to figure that out.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, can you really include every noun in the dictionary in a game? I kind of think not, but I mean, just the fact that it's going to have so damn much is pretty impressive. I'm not going to lie, I'll probably end up trying it out.
I just figured out the first thing I am going to. Well, I, if this game is anything like what they said it's going to be, I know we say that a lot, but I'm probably going to get this game, and I just figured out my first word I'm going to put in, and that's going to be man boob. I want to see what it gives
If
me.
the game pops up with that, it will be my hero forever.
And I will not, because I'm actually the one who tried typing that in. But I think that's it for today. I know we talked a lot about Nintendo, excluding the motion controls, but there really wasn't a lot of news this week. And I
Yeah, it
hope.
was pretty much just wrapping up E3.
I mean, this week really was E3 hangover. I mean, you have a whole week with a lot of news, and then the following week is like meh. So, I hope we get some more news next week.
Yeah, me too. I'm sure, I mean, E3 hype was still going. People are still talking about a lot of E3 stuff, but I'm sure by next week, there'll be stuff, a lot more stuff to talk about. So, guess I'll see you guys later.
Nick, did you want to plug your blog?
Yeah, if you guys want, I'm starting a blog, just all personal stuff, like just random shit that's on my mind all the time.
Which is a good topic, because the title of your blog is.
Is inside Nick's brain dot blogspot.com. So if you guys want to check me out at all, I'm sure Cody can put a link to it in the Barrel Rollers blog, but I mean,
Already got it.
it's not really, not, I mean, it's just getting started, but it's just kind of random crap I think about and I want to jot down, and other people can read my random crap that I think about and jot down. So if you want to check it out, go right ahead.
Yeah, and you follow me at Twitter, TheBeast33. Send us an email. You want to give us some topics? We're kind of losing some followers, so if you guys could if you guys could just spread the word about our podcast, that'd be great. One thing I meant to talk about is I don't know how many of you know this, but last week we posted three episodes, one for each section of the E3, one for each company, and a lot of you just downloaded the Sony one, so I'm assuming you didn't get the other two. If you just wanted to hear us talk about the Sony, the Microsoft, and Nintendo stuff, then go download those, because it's some pretty good stuff.
Cody's right. There's a lot of I mean, Sony's podcast was probably good, but I mean, there's a lot of stuff to talk about in the other two, so
Also, the first girl on our podcast, go download it now.
I know, right? This podcast is no longer a complete sausage fest.
Correct. We had Heather on. That was pretty cool.
Yep, definitely. But
Okay. We'll
I
see you
guess if
guys
that's
later.
it, we'll see you guys later.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.